Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 7th. This is your briefing from the News and Observer. Today will be 85 degrees with a low of 57. There will be partly sunny skies. In our top story, today is the first day the COVID vaccine has been available to anyone 16 and older, regardless of their health or occupation. The opening comes as the supply of vaccine in North Carolina is as great as ever. This week's increase was largely driven by a rise in deliveries of the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So far, the demand for COVID-19 vaccine has outstripped supply in North Carolina. But the vaccine shortage won't last forever, and health officials say people shouldn't let it discourage them from seeking an appointment or getting on a waiting list. There are two drive-through clinics in Johnston County Wednesday and Saturday that don't require appointments. They will be administering the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. In sports, new North Carolina head men's basketball coach Hubert Davis was officially introduced as the successor to Roy Williams Tuesday. Davis revealed that he will keep the Tar Heels traditions in mind and that he isn't planning any drastic changes while he puts his stamp on the program. He paid tribute to Williams and Dean Smith, who he said were major influences in his life and career. Davis played for UNC in 12 seasons with the NBA. Williams retired Thursday after 18 seasons at UNC. Davis was present for the past 9 seasons as an assistant coach. In Raleigh, after a year of protests and renewed calls for reform, details about how Raleigh will pick its next police chief are emerging. A consulting firm will search for a successor to current police chief Cassandra Deck Brown, who is retiring. The chief was originally supposed to step down April 1st, but various factors delayed the search. Raleigh intends to have a new chief by July 1st. In education, Wake County students and school employees no longer will need to have their temperatures checked and answer questions about how they're feeling to be allowed inside school buildings. The Wake County school system will stop doing the screenings starting today. Instead, signs will be placed at schools stressing the need to stay home if there is COVID exposure. The changes come as more Wake students are returning to campus each day. And finally, if you've been sneezing more, you're not alone. It's pollen season, and it seems as if the yellow dust is suddenly everywhere. In Raleigh, the tree pollen count is very high, and is expected to remain high for the next several days. Tree pollen season typically lasts from March to June in North Carolina and usually is worst in April. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.